We've talked about hospice care on this program many times over the past few years, but it's always pretty much gone without saying that we've been talking about hospice care for people. But there is hospice care for pets, specially designed care for animals that are near the end of their lives to keep them comfortable and to keep them pain-free. We asked Sound Medicine's healthy pets expert, Dr. Liz Murphy, about this trend.
Hospice care in pets is actually a new organized concept, but it's probably something that a lot of veterinarians and their pet owners have done for a long time. Unfortunately, our dogs and cats and other pets just don't live quite as long as we do. And so many owners are faced at some point with the prospect of their dog or cat having a terminal illness or a debilitating disease, or even in the case of just older dogs and cats having debilitating arthritis. So most veterinarians work with the pet owner for various ways to make that pet as comfortable as possible.
Is that pain relief really are what we're talking about?
Yes, we are. That plus nutrition and keeping the pet comfortable as long as that pet is around until a decision is either made to euthanize that pet or allow the pet to die naturally. Many veterinarians will work with pet owners for some home care options for their pets that are terminally ill. But there are some people that have felt that they've been pressured to either to euthanize or to just take them home and let nature take its course without any support. And I think that the hospice movement for people has helped crystallize an instinct that many veterinarians have had for many years, is to, once the decision is made, to not diagnose or treat a particular illness. We want to allow that pet to have comfort and dignity and have that owner have the opportunity to say goodbye, but without the pressure of having to make a decision at that time. Many people become stressed, as their pets become stressed, coming into the clinic for pain medications, fluids that we give subcutaneously or under the surface of the skin to dogs or cats that are dehydrated. And owners sometimes want the option of just allowing their pet to be at home. And many veterinarians would like to have the ability to make that pet comfortable at home, but continue communication with the pet owner to make sure that pet is pain-free, has good nutrition, isn't developing bed sores or some sort of skin infection from being overly wet, and make sure the hygiene is good.
So this is something that's done at home?
Yes.
Okay.
There are actually more hospice organizations and many veterinary clinics that in a formal way provide hospice care to pets in the home because it is stressful for pets to be away. There are a couple of hospice organizations in the country that kind of have a daycare facility for terminally ill pets so that people go to work and they know that their pets are being cared for. They're receiving their medications, they're being allowed to be themselves, but they've got somebody to watch them.
What has the reaction been from pet owners when you bring this up as an option?
People are surprised that this option can exist, and I think they're extremely grateful. In general, what formal hospice care does is usually provide a consultation either with a person's veterinarian or a hospice veterinarian that isn't part of that person's normal veterinary practice. They have a consultation usually in the home about the plans for this particular pet, what types of things that owner would like to do, how to recognize when it's time to make a decision or to allow things to happen naturally. And so the big thing about hospice is it's been formalized, that people talk to the owners and they create a plan. And then either ongoing care is done in the home with medications, as I mentioned, fluids, making sure that the pet is given enough nutrition and cared for well. And oftentimes, after that ongoing care is over with, a decision is made for end-of-life care, either euthanasia in the home allowing the animal to pass on his or her own, and then a plan is also made with the owner for what they would like to do afterwards. And for, as I say, for many people, this is something that they just never really knew was a formal option. They just felt alone sometimes. And it's now very, very nice to know that there are many organizations and many veterinarians that are open to not just the cure, but for preparation for the end of life.
Dr. Liz Murphy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Elizabeth Murphy is a veterinarian in Indianapolis, and she's a regular guest here on Sound Medicine.